Now, there was about 3 years of studies that needed to be done in order to develop the RT-PCR or reverse transcriptase PCR assay that's used for the Oncotype DX test. Again, there were issues of yield and quality. Actually, the fact that the RNA is fragmented is fine for an RT-PCR assay. What's really neat, and it's really fantastic technology, is you actually synthesize primers and probes and amplify small amplicons. So the fact that they're already in small pieces actually makes them very suitable for this assay. But what we needed to study were a whole lot of other sources of variability. At surgery, the tissue is taken out. It can sit on the table at room temperature for various periods of time. When it gets to the path lab, it might sit there. So we actually had to do experiments and show that we could get reproducible results if tissue sat for 5, 10, 15 minutes or hours at a time. And then in terms of formalin fixation, again, although there's some standardization of that, well, if surgery is done on a Friday, it might sit in the fridge in formalin for a couple of days. So we actually also did experiments to show that the methodology would be robust, with different fixatives, and if formalin was used for various pieces of time. We also need to look at the issue of the heterogeneity within the tumor tissue. In the block, we looked at the importance of dissection, and I'll point to you in a second how important that is.